Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is the Michael K. Show.
Just live in the now. We're going to give Soto all this money, and what if he becomes a free agent in 2025? It's 2022. The Mets and Yankees have teams that have a chance to win the World Series as is right now. I'm going to worry about losing him in 2025? We may not have an ozone layer. The Earth may be a fireball by 2025.
Tomorrow's never promised than anything.
Right.
So you're telling me right now, you're a 75-year-old Yankee or Met fan, you're worried about 3 years from now? Go get yourself a World Series. And that's why I think it's worth it. The idea of being unwilling to part with prospects who you don't know if they're ever going to be good, to get a generational talent who's in his early 20s? Are you out of your gourd?
The Michael K. Show.
I'm tired of you Yankee people.
On 98.7 ESPN.
I'm having so much fun today. Thank you, Peter. Nice to have you back. I had fun yesterday, but it's nice to have you back.
I'm happy to be back, and that's Diamond Notes brought to you by Two by London, by the way. The engagement shop by London Jewelers. Pick or design the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget, any of their six area locations. And, Don, I'd like to hit today's Yankee injury report brought to you by Total Orthopedic Spine and Sports Medicine. All righty? Prior to tonight's game, the Yankees have placed Giancarlo Stanton on the 10-day injured list.
Not good.
To July 24th. It's Achilles tendonitis. They also recalled outfielder Tim LaCastro from Scranton-Wilkesboro. All right? Yeah, I say Wilkesboro. That's right. And that is the Yankees injury report brought to you by Total Orthopedic Spine and Sports Medicine. Total Ortho Express is Long Island's premier orthopedic immediate care, where no appointments needed. After all, time doesn't heal wounds. They do.
What is the exact pronunciation? Because it's B-A-R-E, correct?
Let's ask our Pennsylvania native, Andrew Gunling, what he says.
So I always said Scranton Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, that's what I always said.
But I don't know that I'm right. That's just how I always said it.
That's how I always said Bear. I'm with Andrew. Now, my entire knowledge of Scranton Wilkes-Barre, Burr, whatever, is because of the minor leagues. And Nancy had an aunt that lived there. And we just said Scranton. But if there wasn't a AAA affiliate, I don't know if I'd even know how. But that,
you know, I realize now, Andrew, I wonder how the Wilkes-Barre or Burra or Bar or Bear people felt about how big a diss they got in the office. I don't think Wilkes-Barre was said once the entire show.
they just showed it in the beginning.
But it's all Scranton. What about? I mean, listen, they're all listening to Froggy 101. But only one place got mentioned.
Yeah, it's a different town, though.
It's the St. Pete of Pennsylvania. Everybody just says Tampa. Nobody says Tampa, St. Pete. St. Pete, that's always the excuse why nobody goes to the Rays games, because it's too far away. It's on the other side of the bridge.
And the St. Paul to Minneapolis. The
that's
closest
right.
they get is you just call it the Twin Cities, but you never actually say what the other twin is.
That's so great. It's so true what you just said. It's not right.
Yeah,
I feel bad for the St. Paul, St. Pete, Wilkes-Barre people.
When I call a game, like a Ranger Wild game, I'll always say we're here in Minnesota. Yeah, they're in St. Paul. The arena is actually in St. Paul. Nobody says St. Paul. It's a shame. Those poor people.
So Brian Hoke reporting that Stanton requested an MRI yesterday that showed tendonitis in his Achilles. According to Aaron Boone, the time frame for his return is 2 to 3 weeks. That's a loose estimate. Without being a Debbie Downer, this does freak me out just a tad if I'm a Yankee fan.
Well, that's not a word that ever is associated with something good.
Well, how about both words? I don't like either word. I don't like Achilles or tendonitis. Neither makes you feel great.
No, but just Achilles. It's
Achilles is one of the worst words in the business.
It's not good.
Because when you come back from the Achilles tendonitis, if your Achilles is still sore, you're always scared that if your Achilles is compromised in any way, they're going to step the wrong way and now you're gone for a year.
Hmm.
That's what scares you.
And listen, I won't say this to Aaron because he probably slapped me verbally. But all this...
What?
And they still get hurt. But what would have happened if he played every day? Would the leg fall off?
Presumably, yes.
I mean, they've been cautious, and I get it. I didn't freak out when he didn't play game one of the doubleheader against Houston. I get it. He went to the All-Star game, travel and all that. It's just, it is what it is, man. You're going to get hurt. I've given up on fighting to playing 162, but it's just interesting how they bend over backwards, especially these older players. Got to give them off. It's ridiculous to play 162 games. Better to play 148 games. Get these days off. Got to protect Stan. Got to keep him healthy. And now he still gets hurt. So I don't know. We're all trying to play God, Peter. How to beat Father Time, right? If you think of it like a boxing match, right? Everybody thinks they've got it figured out. Going up against Father Time, maybe he's a little slow. Maybe he doesn't work the corners well. Maybe he doesn't have the greatest jab in the world. Let's try to figure out a strategy to beat Father Time. You know what ends up happening, Peter? Mm-hmm. He'll get you every time.
Yeah, undefeated.
Defeated champion of the world. Can't touch him.
I'm corrected. Jack says on Twitter that Michael Scott straight up mentioned Wilkes-Barre.
What did he say?
When he offers a client
tickets. That's the question.
That, yeah, is how did he say it?
How did he say it? How did he pronounce it? Anthony, if you could find anywhere on YouTube Michael Scott saying it, it would be unbelievable for the show. No pressure.
No pressure. It would kind of permanently change the show.
It's one, but it's not crazy to think. I think it's safe to say that The Office is one of the top 10 shows of all time. Comedy sitcoms of all time, right?
I think so.
Okay.
I
don't think you're getting much of a fight from people.
Should.
So all I know is whether it's Seinfeld, whether it's Everybody Loves Raymond, whatever, if you get a popular show and YouTube, you're going to find a clip of everything. So him saying that, I'm sure, is on YouTube.
There is a lot of Office on YouTube, that is for sure. Obviously, the topic of conversation tonight, the Yankees and the Mets, historically great seasons for both franchises. Tonight, we'll get to see Montgomery and Taijuan Walker. We won't get to see Giancarlo Stanton, as we learn he's on the 10-day IL. Let's go back to the phones, Don. We still have to get into our conversation about what this series really means and to who, because I do think that this Subway Series has the potential, because the two teams are so good. And when can you really argue that both teams were this good the last time? I don't mean exactly this good, Don, because I know record-wise they've never both been this good. But when was the last year you could say they were legitimately both?
No,
awesome?
I don't think they've ever been two of the best teams in baseball, no.
Okay.
They might have both been playoff teams for sure. But to have them in the conversation is top five teams in baseball. Yankees arguably the best. Mets are arguably in the top five. Never. But I just wonder, does the pitching matchup and Stanton being out, does that take – I don't want to say that it's kind of gravy for the Yankees, but you got to be honest, even as a Met fan, you're not getting the best of the Yankees over the next 2 days. I mean, Domingo Germán's making his second start in a year and a half, and you've got Max Scherzer right now, your best pitcher. And tonight, it's a little bit more even, but again, no Stanton. So, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that as a Met fan, I'm going to feel bad winning the next two games. But can a Yankee fan sit there and go, what do you expect? We don't have no Stanton. We didn't have our two best pitchers. You didn't beat Cole. You didn't beat Cortez. So that kind of, does that take a little of the bloom off the rose as far as like a mano matchup?
You play who's in front of you.
No, I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm just saying is that it would be a little bit more attractive to me if it was more of a mano matchup. Like, if this is the World Series, it'd be game one, Scherzer versus Cole. It would be, game two, you know, if DeGrom comes back, you know, DeGrom versus Cortez, you know, let's have at it. But, you know, I don't think any Yankee fan wants Domingo Germán to be starting a game, and then that represents what the Yankees are all about.
Well, two things. One thing is, I think we're really making assumptions about what Herman's going to be after one performance in a year and a half. Like, what if he looks good? What if he looks good tomorrow?
No, he could.
He could bounce back.
But is that representative of the Yankees? I mean, why have the Yankees? Domingo Germán has nothing to do with the Yankees being good this year, right? He's pitching because Severino's hurt. Hey, that happens. But he's also somebody that's coming back from an extended suspension and injury.
Hey, last time I checked, the Mets have some pretty serious injuries too.
Oh, I'd be saying the same thing. If Peterson was starting against Cole, I would say, is that representative of the Mets?
Yeah, but see, okay, so in my personal opinion, you're getting slightly in the weeds. I'm looking at it in the big picture of, with how great these two teams are, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I think today and tomorrow there's a variety of outcomes that could set the fan bases on fire into a different level of hatred for each other. And we've heard it, Don, throughout the calls today. We've heard a lot of tension from both sides. You can sense a little bit of a different energy around this Subway Series than the last few years. I really, really feel that this could, there's so many ways it could go. If one team just rocks the other team in both games, if it's a split, but both games are competitive and awesome, there's so many different versions of it where I think you come out of it going, man, I am so excited and desperate to get a World Series match.
Hey, you want to have a fun show tomorrow? All right?
I'd love to.
Again, I'm not saying this because I'm a Met fan. I just think from the scenario standpoint, if the Mets win tomorrow and you get a bunch of callers like beating their chest, or if the Mets sweep the series, beating their chest, you're going to have Yankee fans say, well, wait a minute. We had Montgomery and Germán pitching. That doesn't mean anything. And then they kind of go back and forth at each other. But I do think a Yankee fan could lose both games and say, all right, that stinks, but hey, it wasn't our two best pitchers going. Stanton's on the IL. I want another crack at them in August when we might have better pitchers and Stanton healthy. But on the other hand, if the Mets lose both of these games, Peter, it's panic at the disco. I mean, you got an advantage here. If you fancy yourself being a first place team, you can't get swept in your own building against Montgomery and Herman with no Stanton. That would look bad, Peter. It would. Now, we'll see how it all breaks down and if anybody else gets hurt and all that. But looking at this now, the Mets should be at least getting a split of this series.
And I think you're absolutely right. And I'm not saying there aren't versions of the next couple of days that could do the opposite and take the starch out of this. I think that's possible, too. You're 100% correct. I'm just choosing to look at it as, man, this could really make things exciting over the next few months of the season.
You know, Diaz blows a save. That'll get rubbed in Mets fans' faces. If, you know, Judge is 0-for-8 in the series with 7 strikeouts. I mean,
there's so much.
Here's the thing. I don't know what's going to happen, but it'll be fun to see. You know, who thought that Roger Clemens was going to go throw a bat at Mike Piazza, right? Like, who knew that was going to happen? Or Lindor was going to hit 3 home runs in a game. Let's watch and see. And you're right. Tomorrow, and then certainly on Thursday when the dust settles on the 2-game series, there might be some things that happen that generate real conversation and fun and add to this rivalry. Because right now it's more geographic than anything else. There's been moments. But it's, you know, Mets, Yankees, they never really ever play each other, hardly ever. You know, certainly not before the last 25 years when interleague play started. But we might get some fireworks, and I hope we do. It'll be fun.
By the way, episodes 3 and 4 of The Captain, they are this Thursday, I believe. Let's see. July 28th, yes, 3 and 4, 9 and 10 on Thursday.
Okay.
Just for everyone to know, we're staying on top of that as well.
Can I rile Yankee fans up?
I love when you do.
Because I wanted to bring this up after watching the second one. And I get where Jeter's coming from, but I just wonder if it's fair. When he's talking about who's better, Alex Rodriguez or Derek Jeter, and Derek's like, I don't care about stats. Who won more? That's what I look at. all right, I get it. Derek's all about winning. But is that a fair comparison for baseball players? Well, Derek's better because he won five championships and Alex won one. Does that make Derek the better player?
Of course not. In this sport, more than any other, it means nothing. Listen, I get the answer. It's very Jeter. It's buttoned up. It ends it. It cleanses it. Well, that whole part, I got to tell you, I felt for Alex. You know, it's really interesting how they presented it. The idea that Alex was sort of one day said, hey, you know what? I've had enough of this friendship. And, of course, Alex denies ever saying that. But let me just assume that he did say that, even though he says he didn't. I would understand. I totally understand. First of all, they're very young, okay? But I would totally understand why that photo shoot, Don, that what was it, Sports Illustrated cover?
Yes.
That has Derek kind of with his arm around Alex like he's a little brother.
Right.
Dude, Alex is the better player. No denying. And the undeniable better talent is Alex Rodriguez. You can understand why he'd be annoyed by that.
And it's easy now. And again, I'm a Derek guy. I mean, he signed the journal for my kids. He's always been cool. I love Derek Jeter. Even though I'm not a Yankee fan by any stretch.
No,
I
he's
love
great.
Derek.
He's great.
There's nothing to hate about Derek Jeter.
Nope.
But I do wonder, though, this whole attitude of it's all about winning and that's how you judge. I mean, he won four championships in his first 5 years in the league. All right? So that kind of set the standard. Would that be the way he would judge things if he had been in Kansas City his whole career?
Right.
I mean, he was a New York Yankee. And he contributed to those championships. He was a leader of those teams even before they gave him the C. All right? So, obviously, he would make any team he was on better. But you're on the New York Yankees. You were loaded. You won four championships in your first 5 years. So, I think it's easy to look at it's winning or nothing. But could that possibly be your attitude? He would have drove himself crazy if he had been in Pittsburgh. If he really was all, like, winning, the only thing is, like, winning and breathing, then how would he have possibly survived 15 years in Pittsburgh or Kansas City? Or Montreal.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Jaime in Ronkonkoma. What's up, Jaime?
Jaime?
Jaime.
Hello?
Jaime.
What's going on?
How you doing?
So biggest question I have is, what do you guys think tonight's going to happen? Is it going to be more Yankee fans than Met fans? Even
no,
split?
It would be pretty embarrassing if there were more Yankee fans because Met fans have the access to the tickets quicker, right? And you'd be a Met fan to sell these tickets. I mean, how big a fan are you then? What was the breakdown, Andrew, you had in ENN? The anticipation was, what, 65-35?
Yeah, Vivid Seats said they've got it projected at 65-35 Mets.
I was about to guess 65-70% Mets.
Yeah, so Jaime, that would be brutal. If the season the Mets are having, if there were more Yankee fans in that building, that would be the height of embarrassment.
I can't wait to see it then. I can't wait to see the Mets. I can't wait to see Alonso hit another bomb. I went to Sunday night's game. It was amazing. It was electric. I could hear the roar of the crowd.
I'm curious. How old are you?
I'm 28.
28. And what's your level of excitement for tonight's and tomorrow's games versus other games?
I'm pretty excited for it because, you know, two first place teams, New York rivals, it's a rivalry. I think it's still a rivalry, even though, you know, the Mets got good now.
Thank you, Jaime. Appreciate it.
We got Cohen.
Yep, you do. You do. I'm just curious. I'm just curious to gauge how amped people are. I ran into a guy yesterday at the FanDuel suite at MSG, a guy named Andrew who's a huge Mets fan. And it was really interesting listening to Mets fans talk about just where they are right now emotionally, Don.
Mm-hmm.
Like the level of nerves they have that this whole thing, that the wheels could come off or, you know, what their expectations are. It's just really intense. And it's, of course, just picking up now that we're into the second half of the season. And it's going to reach potentially a fever pitch in the next couple of days. Tony in Union. What's up, Tony?
Yeah, hi. I wanted to talk to Don about the consensus that the main reason the Nationals would not trade Soto to the Mets has to do with just the fact that they're in the same division.
Well, I'm not saying that's what was told to me by Buster Olney and Andy Martino. I don't get it. I mean, it's not my statement. I'm just regurgitating what I heard from people following the story.
Right, right. But I believe there's another reason. I believe the Met prospects are great, but not necessarily the prospects at the positions they're looking to replenish in their farm system. They already got a catcher from the Dodgers last year when they traded Scherzer and Turner for Ruiz. The Mets' top three prospects are a catcher, a third baseman, and a shortstop. I think they're looking for a high-end outfielder to replace Soto and high-end starting pitchers because, I mean, they gave away Scherzer. Corbin's a joke, and Strasburg may never pitch again. So I think maybe it's not the Mets' quality of the package. It's just the players that would be involved in the package.
And Buster did not answer that question, or he was not asked that question. When I asked Andy about it yesterday, he said it had nothing to do with the prospects. But you may be right. But I think when you're in full rebuild, guys, you don't care about position because you can always turn those prospects into something else too. Like, you can get, all right, we don't want Alvarez because we already have a catcher. Well, we'll take Alvarez and maybe we'll send him someplace else that needs a catcher to get our outfielder, to get our starting pitcher. So, but these aren't my statements, Peter. I don't cover baseball like that. But this, two people that I really respect who do cover it said that the main reason is because they don't want Soto to win with the Mets in the same division. So, who am I to argue?
Tons more calls to get to on the Subway Series. ENN at 6, Peter and Don on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Michael Scott has tickets to the Wilkes-Barre Penguins game.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
A brilliant, brilliant job.
Yeah.
By Anthony finding that clip. I got to ask my friend Jim, a.k.a. You want to hear an All-American name and nickname for our friend from college?
What's that?
Jim Scranton McGee. That's his name.
No.
How do you pronounce the Barra in Wilkes?
Now we get
or Barry.
Somebody else on Twitter said that it's Burry, B-U-R-Y. And then there's another person, Connie, who says that it's Barry. So I don't know. So what are the acceptable? Because I've heard of all you can go either way. I never heard of more than two. So is it Bear? Is it Barry? Is it Burry?
This is what we're trying to get to the bottom of.
All right. I got a buddy who's sending me a text that might have the answer.
Oh, really? You think so? In the meantime, I'll look at these phone calls. 1-800-919-3776.
Answer it!
Let's go with Anthony in Staten Island. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Watch you guys all the time. First time calling. I had to call up and comment on that Yankee fan that said, where the Yankees, we're going to kill. Bottom line is this. Yes, we won all the championships. Tonight, these two teams are going to put on their best players. Injuries aside, and it's going to be a good game. It's the first time you got the Mets and Yankees in first place playing each other. As a Yankee fan, I'm 68 years old. I'm a little nervous. It's going to be two great games. Obviously, I want the Yanks to win. I mean, They got Alonzo. We got Judge. I'm looking forward to two great games, no matter who pitches, no matter who's on the field. That's the bottom line.
It's in the now. It's about now. I mean,
exactly.
Obviously, if you're going to throw your rings and your history on the table, the Yankees are going to win every matchup ever. They've won more championships than any team in the history of sports. So but that's the security blanket a lot of Yankee fans, especially the ones that we called earlier, Peter. It's like their security blanket. Well, just in case you win, just know that we're still the winners.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry that you're going to have to suffer some losses, and maybe you won't. Maybe you'll win these two games, and there's a very good chance that you will, because you're still a very good team beyond your starting pitching. They've got a great offense even without Stanton. But that's their security blanket of just in case they lose. Don't get excited, Mets. If you win, doesn't matter. We're still the Yankees. Go win the World Series. Doesn't matter. We're still the Yankees. Well, if then that's the case, then why bother playing anything? You think Peter got any kind of victory over the Warriors because at the end of the day, the Celtics have more championships than the Warriors? Was that you going in? All right, you could beat us in six games. We're still the Celtics. Or did you say, or did you leave the building depressed that your team lost?
No, that's right. I think you know the latter.
So come on, guys. You think the Montreal Canadiens are? We lost to the Lightning last year in the final, but we're still Montreal. We still have 24 championships. No, you're frustrated. You had a chance because you're living in the now.
Jim Scranton McGee has weighed in.
Okay.
He said, "Good question. Varies, but most say Barry." Wilkes-Barre. Well, now, you know what? I've taken a few L's today. I'm going to take this one, too, because there's no one I trust more when it comes to Scranton than Jim Scranton McGee.
Now, my buddy Rob, now another twist. You ready?
Okay.
That he says the B-A-R-R-E, if you note it does have a hyphen over the E.
That's what I'm saying.
Which means it would be pronounced because the bear or Barry or whatever was French. So he said the proper pronunciation, if you go by who discovered the area, it's Barre. But no American is going to pronounce in it proper French. Is what
oui,
he said.
Barre.
So what is that up to now? Five?
I'm from Squanton, Wilkes-Barre.
Right. So. What do we give? So what do we have? Five like legitimate. That one's probably not legit, although it may really be the answer. But I've never heard anybody pronounce it that way. So we've got Bar, Barry, Burry,
Burra,
Burra. So we've got four, and then the French one is five.
Zan, you are an imbecile. It's Wilkes-Barre.
We gotta find that.
Squanton.
But it wouldn't be the first time we've taken a French name and Americanized it, right? So that might technically be the answer, but that's not what's probably accepted here in the United States. So we've got it down to four. Can we narrow it down? I wouldn't say it's a significant area, but it's something we say.
He speaks French because he's from France.
1-800-919-3776 Jared in Williamsburg. What's up, Jared?
Hey, what's going on, Peter? What's going on, Don?
What's
looking
up?
Like Michael McDonald every day, brother.
That's right.
Look.
Thank you. I will accept Michael McDonald.
I'll be what a fool believes.
That's right.
I'll give you a little bit of Michael McLucas. How about that? So look, let's table this conversation. Let's just call it Wilkes B. With all the cancel culture and everything that's going on in America, let's just call it Wilkes B, and let's just move on about it.
Like Cardi B?
Hey, Wilkes Cardi B. You know how we've been mushing up everything together. Let's go.
Actually, it should be Scranton featuring Wilkes-Barre, right?
That's right. Scranton featuring right. Wilkes-Barre. What do you got for us, Jared?
Look, as a Braves fan, I think I already know what the answer is because Delightful Andrew told me already. But
right.
As a Braves fan, that I have sports hate for the Yankees and sports hate for the Mets. Who should I root for tonight? I'm a National League fan, so keep that in mind. Thank you for the phone call.
You're battling the Mets for first place, Jared. Seriously. I mean, you could hate the Yankees all you want. Be a National League guy. I get it. But right now, you're a game and a half back of the Mets for first place. That's an easy answer, man. You know.
All right,
the answer.
So I got one more for you. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that the Mets or the Dallas Cowboys, that when something's going to go wrong, will go wrong, especially with this season with Buck Showalter going on. But that's what I'm banking on right there. So that's why I'm really not too worried about the Mets. But they are looking good. I want to give them props this season. But let's go. Whoever wins tonight, I don't care. Love y'all. Bye.
All right. Well, I don't know. Michael has made us kind of sensitive to Buck, right? I understand when the one caller wanted to disrespect Buck, and it sounded like Jared wanted to as well. Look what the Yankees became after after he left the Yankees, and the Diamondbacks won after he left, and even Texas won a couple of years after he left. But come on, I'm not saying he's Joe Torre, but you don't think if Buck stuck around, he wouldn't have won a World Series with the Yankees?
And I strongly believe he would have.
Now, would they have won 4 out of 5? Because again, I don't want to disrespect Joe, and even Derek mentions it in the documentary. He's like, no offense to Buck, but there was just something about Joe that was perfect for that team. But he lays a foundation that other teams have been able to win. He's highly respected. He's gone to the playoffs pretty much every place he's been. And Peter, I think he's a different manager than he was early in the '90s when he was more of a dictator and his way or the highway. I think a large reason that the Mets are successful is because of him. I don't want to take anything away from the players, but what Buck has added to this team has been a huge difference than any Met team we've seen probably since Bobby Valentine.
Let's take one more. We are just 20 minutes away from a huge monstrosity of an ENN. Let's go to Nick in Queens. What's up, Nick?
Don, Peter, how we doing, boys?
What's up, Nick?
What happened to that third guy who used to do the show with you guys, too? He was pretty good, that guy.
Let's call him summering. Is that a word, Peter?
Yeah, I mean, he's somewhat summering.
No, Michael K!
Right, he's still working half the time, but he's getting a little bit of a breather, yeah.
And before I get to my point, Peter, I got to meet you yesterday at the Garden last night on the floor. I don't know if you remember. I wished you a happy birthday, a little belated.
I do remember you. That was quite nice. It was when I first walked in. Yeah, thank you, man.
Yeah. Did you make your way over to 117 all right? Did you find everything?
I found my friends at 117. Thank you.
There you go. All right. So, the point I just wanted to make real quick is that I think that this is kind of counterintuitive, but when the Mets and the Yankees are as good as they are, I feel like the Subway Series kind of does mean less because – it's sort of a non-title match, if you will. And if you know that Brock and Roman are going for WrestleMania, you don't want to see them on Monday Night Raw 3 weeks ahead of the event. You know, there's a bigger picture in stake for both teams. So I kind of think that the series doesn't mean as much when both teams have their eye on something greater, you know, at the end of the year.
That's a good way of putting it.
I hear you. It is a good comp. I get it because the real deal is the World Series. I understand it. But you never know if that's going to happen. And at this moment, this is going to set a certain tone for the rest of the season, potentially. It might not. Listen, there's a chance that, Alonso's bad, Judge is bad, the pitching's bad, whatever it may be. And we just feel like we can't take much from the series. But, Don, if both teams play well for the next 2 days, and we see really competitive, awesome, intense games with intense fans, intense atmosphere, and good play, I think there's a chance that everything is ramped up when we talk on Thursday.
Yes.
And I
have further information on the city by Scranton.
Scranton Luke's Ballet.
I think we got it from Greek. I don't know where he got it, but this sounds pretty legit.
What is it?
When we come back.
Oh, my God. Guys, that's it. You're going to finally find out how to properly pronounce Wilkes-Barre when we get back. That's right, right here on The K Show. Michael K, still his show, on Yes, 98.7 ESPN.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Now,
you made a big tease, a huge tease going into the break.
Now, this is from Greek, who got this from Reader's Digest, and they've never steered me wrong.
Okay.
So this is from Reader's Digest.
Reader's Digest. What year? Hold on. Whose grandmother did Greek borrow this from?
I don't know. It was on the coffee table next to the seltzer and the false teeth. Neither a rare form of chronic fatigue syndrome nor an obscure piece of federal legislation. The name of this industrial town located near Scranton is based on the two 18th century British politicians, Wilkes and Barry, who supported the cause of colonial rights. Though Berry was originally pronounced Beret, like the famous French hat, it's morphed into Berry, like the Predator, over the years. Just don't call it Wilkes Bar, or you might find yourself facing a bear, sans beret, in the local bar. You know what? After reading it, you wouldn't have to tell me it was Reader's Digest. I could tell
by the tone.
By the tone of the writing. So it's Berry.
Wilkes-Barre.
Wilkes-Barre.
Wow, we learned something on the program today. Let's go to... Oh.
And don't call it bar. You're insulting. You're spitting them right in their face.
And now we have a couple of callers from the area that want to tell us.
Okay.
Here's Bethany in Scranton. What's up, Bethany?
Hi, guys. Big fan. I hope that you can give a shout-out to my son, Mattingly, because he loves you guys.
And I'm assuming Madeline's a Yankee fan, right? Or you are.
He sure is.
All right. Happy birthday.
Die hard. thank you for giving that shout out. I do want to let you know it is Wilkes-Barre.
So that's right. Then that's the way it is.
That is correct. You will hear it interchangeably Wilkes-Barre, but okay. It's Wilkes-Barre.
Are you insulted? Are people from there insulted if you call it bar?
I am not insulted because I am from Scranton.
Okay.
I just like to give people the heads up that it's nothing like the show The Office.
In what sense? Dwight is not around?
No, Dwight is not around. I wish he were because he's really funny. There's no Benihana here that they always go to. Not hopping like they do.
Nancy had an aunt who unfortunately passed away some time ago. We'd go up there every year to Scranton, mm-hmm. and we'd go to this restaurant that I think actually was featured in The Office. What was the name of the restaurant in Scranton?
Alfredo's?
No, it was like had a seafood theme to it.
Oh, Cooper's.
Yes.
Yeah,
I enjoyed
Cooper's
that.
Cooper's is still rocking. And
all right, that's cool.
And they still have all of the Office items and memorabilia in there. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's got all kinds of, I loved it because, Peter, they had, Planet of the Ape dolls, and it was, it's a really cool place. They actually featured it in an episode of The Office. It's a really cool restaurant.
Is Alfredo's a real restaurant?
It is.
And what about the different pizza places?
Some of them are real. Some of them are not. Yeah.
What about
not a Benihana?
What about Poor Richard's, the bar that they always went to?
Poor Richard's is for real. It's in a bowling alley. It's a bar in a bowling alley.
Bethany, thank you for the phone call. I say this as affectionately as possible. I'm not saying it's an insult. But going up to Scranton, and my grandfather was from Scranton, although never knew him from Scranton. I only knew him from Passaic, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. But driving up there, Peter, it all of a sudden becomes 1973, like in the best ways possible. It just feels like a throwback town. The houses, they're all like Victorian, like at least the areas that I've been in. I think it's very nice. I like it up there, but it's very like throwback. And that restaurant Cooper's is a trip.
I'd kind of now like to, Andrew, did this conversation make you sort of want to take a trip to Scranton, like just on sort of an Office recon mission?
I mean, it's making me want to rewatch The Office is what it's doing.
That must be it. They must have that. Kind of like, you know, like from Seinfeld when Kramer was going on the bus tour. They must have some sort of a tour for Office fans.
Office tours.
They have to have it. It's too close to New York where I'm sure you can get people to do that.
All right, well, I'll have you know that I just looked, and there is a DunderCon. It's coming up.
Okay. It's coming up.
It's here.
It's in New York.
Yes, at the Meadowlands Expo Center, August 6th and 7th. DunderCon. A lot of people are there.
No, we should start that. Just get a bus people up to Scranton, go past the different restaurants. We'd have to hire somebody from Scranton to help us do this, but I'm surprised that they don't have something.
Oscar, Stanley, Creed, Meredith, Kevin, David Wallace.
Oh, no. Somebody changed my Wikipedia according to Anthony, that now I'm from Scranton.
Well, you had to know that was coming. So long to the Yes Network.
Yes.
Enjoy the game.
Fun. Enjoy the game.
So, okay, so this doesn't... All right. Oh, okay, here we go. The Office, Scranton Self-Guided Walking Tour.
Okay.
It's the Lackawanna County, Northeast Pennsylvania Visitors Bureau. And they have a full map. Welcome to Scranton. You and your friends can create your own episodes as you explore the home of NBC's television show, The Office. Visit locations made famous by being included in a hysterical show, blah, 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 blah. You can go to Alfredo's, Cooper's Seafood House, grab a drink at Poor Richard's Pub. You'll have a party. You'll have a blast because there ain't no party like a Scranton party. I got to tell you, Andrew, am I that big a dork? I'm a little tempted.
Oh.
I love it that much. I do. I've had real serious disagreements with people over The Office. Like, I have a couple of good friends who, like, say they have no interest in it, never watched it, and it really bothers me. And then I have other moments where I go, am I just, like, a simpleton because I think it's the greatest show?
No. Now, did you like the English version?
Loved it. Was obsessed.
Yeah.
Never thought I could like the American because I was obsessed with the British. And then I became just as obsessed with the American. Now, listen, the British one's a little bit more of a cool club in terms of, like, if people have references from it, it hits
me a little
different. But the American one I adore. And, like, my nephew is 14 and obsessed. And, like, Natalie and I just bought an Office version of the game Clue to play with my niece and nephew because they love everything Office. It's a bonding show. All right. I would say enough Office talk, but there's never enough Office talk. Let's take one more phone call, and then we'll get to ENN. Richard in Huntington. What's up, Richard?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Long time no speak. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
Thanks, man.
I don't want to sound like a curmudgeon, but I'm just trying to be a little bit realistic here. Tonight's going to be fun. I like to trash talk between, you know, I'm a Yankee fan, but I like to trash talk to the fans for fun. This series means absolutely nothing to me, and here's the reason why. This is just a small taste of things to come. We are not, absolutely not sniffing the World Series until we beat the second best team in the American League, and that's the Houston Astros. That is the only thing that is scaring the living hell out of me. There is not another game on the schedule up until the playoffs. If we can even get past them in the playoffs, then my opinion of my own team will change. Yeah, but
I can't. I don't hate this take, Richard. I don't hate it. Now, you got to play the games that you play, but I have no problem with the Yankee fans saying, listen, the Mets are just two games on our schedule of games we need to win to make sure that we get home field advantage when we get to the playoffs against Houston. I'm not mad at that take. You can have all the fun you want, but, you know, a win's a win. Got to get it.
I'm very excited for ENN, Don, because when we get there, Andrew, brilliant producer that he is, included for our This Day in sports, instead of This Day, he just included 6 iconic Subway Series calls for us to play.
Oh, nice.
This is what happens when you have a professional operation. Anthony Pusick, who was able to find the clip, And Andrew, who was able to put together this beautiful page of audio for Ian.
So what you're saying
this
show is more than just the name, that there's other people on it that work really hard.
I'm going to take it a step further. This is the only pure, beautiful sports talk show and afternoon drive in New York City, Don. This is it. I hear this confirmed every single day. I'm out in these streets. I'm talking to people. This is what's going on.
I love you.
I'm just telling you the truth.
I know, but sometimes
if you want real talk, that's a fact. If you want everyone you listen to know at max what Peter Rosenberg knows, there are other shows for you. But if you want sports savants like Don LaGreca and Michael Kay, you got to be right here. I'm just saying. ENN next, right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Now, you were born in Yonkers. How long did you stay in New York?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.